Hello, my name is Harun, and I'm going to attempt solving a problem for the blind flight simulator community, the problem of taking off. So I want to welcome you here. This is another lecture, an additional lecture. I would highly recommend going to the Blind Cool Tech website and looking for Scott Shade's wonderful podcast on flight simulators. I'm very grateful to him. He got me interested in all of this again and got me up to a few problems that we're having being blind and whatnot. So let's get started here. I'm in Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002. I've got PM Sounds running. I've got JAWS running. And I have FS Navigator installed. So let's go to Select Aircraft.
Keyboard submenu. Select Aircraft. Enter. Leaving menus. Dialog. B. Tag 737-400.
Okay, that's Boeing.
Tag Global Freight Ship Tag 747-400.
There we go, 744. Let's hit enter.
Enter. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002.
Okay.
All that visit select aircraft time and season .. Go to airport .. Enter. Leaving menus. Dialog. Search for colon.
Alright, the first thing here is our airport name.
Blank. Tag. Search for colon. Airport ID colon.
Let's see.
K. MSP.
KMSP in Minneapolis.
Tag. Search for colon. Tag. Search results list new. Tag. Filter search results by tag. Filter search results by there are 216 countries. Tag. Filter tag. Active runway.
Now let's choose our runway here. This is very important. Alright. So it doesn't recognize it right away. So what I'm going to do is shift tab and tab again. I know it's annoying, but what can we do?
Shift tab. Shift tab. Filter search tab. 4.
Down one.
Shift tab. Fill tab. 22. Shift tab. 12R. Shift tab. 22.
I'm going backwards now.
Shift tab. Shift tab. 4.
Runway 4.
Enter.
Let's hit enter here. All right. Now we're coming up into KMSP runway 4. Now I've noticed something about when we're trying to take off. The biggest problem I can figure is you're trying to lift yourself before you've got enough speed, and that's causing stalling, and you'll crash to the ground.
Flight Simulator 2002.
All right, so let's set our flaps 3.
Clearance delivery, senior November 64784. Ready to copy IFR clearance. Senior November 64784. Minneapolis Airport Information, Papa 073.
Let's get our ATIS.
Alright,
let's, we're in on runway 2 here, so let's, do our flaps here. We'll hit it 3 times for flaps 15.
F7.
Flaps 10, I'm sorry. We'll do it once more.
F7.
No, that's flaps 20. We'll go back.
F6.
We'll be flaps 10. Now, let's go up to our flights menu. Okay, we need to find out the heading of our runway here.
All depth, menu active, FS Navigators, visible if not enter, leaving
so
menu.
Let's bring up FS Navigator, and we need to get our heading here, because my plan here is to set our heading, to set the MCP's heading, its speed, and then once we reach a certain knots, let's say 160 or so.
Input line. Use your reading keys to read the text. Shift tab. In colon. Space tab. Read O K M S P. Enter input line. K M S P. Enter.
Right. Anyway, we're gonna set the MCP's the heading for our runway, because we don't want to skew off everywhere. We want to set the speed. We got our flaps set. We don't need to worry about the trim right now. Then when we hit about 160, we're going to try and engage the autopilot's vertical speed. That's very, very important, because when we engage then, let's say 500 feet a minute, it'll give us a nice smooth lift from the ground. And then once we know we're up and we're off the ground, we can retract our flaps, we can raise our landing gear, and then we can let FS Navigator take over. Because if you let FS Navigator take over when you first start the plane, my guess is you're going to create way too much stalling, because it's just going to try to lift when you're at, let's say, 100 knots. I'm going with a Boeing 744 here, so. All right, let's go. We're in KMSP now.
Tap, list box, not select, air, RYLs, 4, Minneapolis dash.
RWY, runway, ILS, runway 4, let's do our...
Applications, the flight plan, enter, leaving
goody, messages. Goody. All right, now, let's see, where... Now let's go...
Tap, read only, edit, enter,
KMSP. Enter here, where are we going to fly to? Let's say Houston.
K-A-O-U. Enter. Tap list box. Airport. RYLs 4. RYLs 22. Hobby. RYLs 12R. Hobby.
All right, 12 right. Sure, why not?
The flight plan. Enter.
All right.
Menus.
Now, we have to...
Num lock on. Dash. Plus, star, slash, num lock off.
Ah, I'm trying to turn on the JAWS cursor.
Tap, it, colon, checkbox, tap, tap, list box, tap, it, colon, checkbox, check, to clear, checkbox, tap, read only, edit, tap, list box, tap, it, colon, checkbox, check, to clear, tap, read only, edit, who, use your reading keys to read, num lock on, slash, star, dash, plus, enter, who, zero, num lock off, easy, JAWS cursor.
Alright, you can tell that I'm not very
Lang.
Used to using JAWS.
H. Graphic 300. Lang. Lang.
There's a visual menu over here by our IDs and our list boxes and whatnot.
RYLs 22. RYLs edit. E. Airport. It. Graphic. It. Colon. J. L. P. L. A. N.
There's one box here that says plan. We want to do that.
Airport crew hobbies edit.
We want our edit.
Enter FS Navigator dialog. Too many lit.
Oops.
Space Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Let's see.
E. Land. E. Land. End.
How do I click with
enter,
this damn
zero,
thing?
PC cursor. Zero. Space. Context menu. A
no.
Group is edit zero. Edit PC cursor. Edit. Edit zero JAWS cursor. Runways. Runway 20. P. T. I. O. N. O. I. T. P. O.
Here's our options
o,
menu.
P, space.
Alright, we're gonna get into it.
Context
all right.
Men, public flight plan unavailable. Multiplayer host settings. sid/rs upload.
We don't need that.
Escape.
Context so let's
menu,
go to our plan menu.
RS up, menu active. New. Open dot, save, save as .. save as sid/start, export dot, aircraft .. Enter.
Aircraft.
Menus, aircraft dialog, NAMI colon, edit combo, Boeing 747.
Yes.
Set the valve, tap, autopilot without airspeed, hold checkbox not checked, to check press spacebar, alt tap, cruise indica and TED airspeed, left bracket, KTS right bracket, colon, edit, 290. Type
that's
hack.
Good.
Climb indica TED airspeed left bracket KTS right bracket colon edit 270. Type
all right.
Text tap touchdown indica TED airspeed left bracket KTS right bracket colon edit 160. Tap
good.
Cruise altitude left bracket FT right bracket colon edit 35,000.
All right, ground level 350, that's fine. Let's hit enter.
Enter Microsoft Flight Simulator 2000.
We'll go to the plan menu again.
Active. Open, save. Save as sid/ export .. aircraft .. cruise altitude /speed .. calculate auto route .. Enter.
Auto route.
Calculate auto route dialog. Flight plan type high altitude airways radio button checked. 2 of 3.
Good to go. It's going to generate our flight plan.
Enter.
All right.
Microsoft.
We have our flight plan.
2002. Read only edit. 0. Use
your
read keys to read the text.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, I'm going to try using JAWS again. I'm really sorry, folks. I'm low partial. I'm trying to make this partially accessible for the people who do use JAWS because it is very important.
JAWS cursor.
All right.
Center. Run. Airport 0L4. Lita Junction. Help graphic 100.
All right. Now we're in the little box that gives us our... If I typed in the ID there, that's where I selected the runways and whatnot. We're going to go
runway
down a bit.
One lead runway. Center to scroll down. COM 1 colon. Tool tip 1.
Don't need to mess with that.
1 colon. Map 2 colon.
Oh, perfect.
13 ADF colon. 0414 point up. Graphic 906. Trans colon. 42 deck FMS tab.
All right. That is our heading for the runway. We need to remember that. 42.
860 FT.
We're 800 feet. 860, 900 feet, let's say.
Traffic 80 KTS.
All right.
AP checkbox not checked. HDG checkbox not checked. 3. Land.
Okay. We're going to select that.
Edit. 3. Num lock on. 4. 2. Enter. Num lock off. All checkbox not checked. 0000000000 tool. Land. S. A.
All right, below it is the
S.
IAS.
Land.
So we're going to select that.
0. Read only edit. 0. Lock checkbox not checked. 0. Num lock on. 2. 5. 0. Enter.
Okay, those are set. We're going to go up here.
8. Num lock off. ES checkbox not checked. 250. Land.
We're going to select it.
ES checkbox not checked. The check press space. Edit 2. VS all checkbox. HDG checkbox not checked.
Heading 42 here. We want that.
G. HDG.
So heading is.
Not checked. The check press space bar checked.
All right. Now, this is going to be tricky here. We're going to go down a little bit.
All checkbox not checked.
To the alt.
Land.
Alt.
Zero.
We're going to enter our number here. Let's say
8,000. Checkbox num lock on 2.
Oops.
2800.
All right. Now we do not want to activate this right now.
Checkbox not checked. 0000. Land. S. V.
VS or vertical speed. That's very important. So we're going to edit that.
0500.
Set it for 500 feet. Now our heading, our altitude. I mean our heading. And our indicated airspeed is set. So I think we are good to go for now. So when we hear 120 knots or V1 rotate, whatnot, I would say pause it. I know it's not very realistic, but I can't think of another way till right now. So we're going to pause it, and then we're going to activate the altitude, which is going to give us a nice, getting up there, a nice vertical speed.
8. Num lock off JAWS cursor. All check HD AP checkbox not checked. Fly FP checkbox not checked. AP checkbox.
Okay, now we have the AP here. All right, we're set there. Okay.
F11.
Oops. F9.
F9.
All right.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002.
Now we're going to push B here.
B.
I'm sorry. Our B. That's the barometer. Period here.
B. Period.
All right, we're set here. And we are starting to roll. I've unpaused and I've taken off the brakes.
F6,
take down some of the flaps. What the hell's going on here?
Okay,
80 knots. Yes, lovely. Doesn't tell us anything else. We're magnificently veering off course. So we're at about 170 knots right here. Let's go to F9.
F11.
F9.
F9. AP checkbox checked. Land.
We're going to go back to our altitude and whatnot.
Land. All check. L.
Let's select that.
Check. All checkbox checked.
F9. F9. Microsoft. Now we're going to unpause it.
E. Period.
And we are getting off the ground.
20.
And we hit a house. All right, our basic idea is going to be to set our altitude, set our heading, set our speed. Once those hold, we'll be able to take off nicely. All right, I'm going to pause it. We're going to go back in. F9.
All checkbox not checked.
All right, heading. We're going to select that.
HDG checkbox not checked. G. 3. Edit.
4-2.
Checkbox.
Oops.
Check none lock on. 4. 4. 3.
Say 43.
Enter.
All right. We're going to go down to the indicated airspeed.
Lock on. VS checkbox not checked. 0. 0. Edit. Zip none lock on. 2. 5. 0.
250.
Enter. 2. FA.
We're going to enter it.
Check. ES check 2. Mach checkbox not checked. Z. Mag 1 check.
Okay, that's good.
0 K. AP checkbox not
We're going to set the autopilot here.
Box not checked. Check. AP checkbox F9.
Microsoft. All right.
Flight simulator.
So she's paused. We're going to hit F3 quick. I'm sorry. F7 here quick to bring up our flaps.
P. F7.
All right, now we are rolling.
6-4-7-8-4. IFR to 8, ready to copy. AR November 6-4-7-8-4.
Why are we getting this beep?
My runway heading. Climber 6-4-7-8-4.
It's holding our heading. It's not holding our heading very well. Let's see. Yes, how lovely. 80 knots. All right, now let's say 100 knots. Let's do a test here. Why not? Let's go down.
0-4-3.
Altitude.
None lock on. 6. All checkbox checked. None lock on. Edit. 5.
5,000.
Enter.
Vertical speed.
VS-0.
500. 500 feet a minute.
0.
So let's see what happens here. All right, F9, and now we're back in the cockpit.
Flight Simulator 2002.
Climb 5-7-6. Air 7-8-4. Feedback correct. Contact ground on 1-0.
And are we going to take off? And we are up. We are up.
Gear up.
Good to go.
F5.
F6 here. All right. Now, our flight menu here. We're going to set FS nav to start flying our plane. Now.
300.
1. Going to restart here. We're going to practice the takeoff again. I hope I'm explaining this well. I'm very sorry for the JAWS users. I'm sure I'm butchering it, but it's an attempt for Pete's sake. All right, we're restarting here.
Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Oh, shit. All right. I got to go put everything in again.
Select aircraft.
Select our aircraft.
Dialogue. Tap. Ship tap. Boeing.
All right.
Tap. 737-400.
734? Yeah, that's good. Why not?
Tap. Landmark Airlines. Effort.
Sure, why not? All right. Let's go to our airport.
Go to airport. Enter. Leaving menus. Tap. Search for colon. KMSP. KMSP.
Good to go.
Tap. Active runway. Ship tap. 4. Enter.
Runway 4. All right, our heading is 42. So we'll set her to 43. Because of the drifting. No, not car drifting. Regular drifting.
Flight Simulator 2002.
Alrighty, I've paused it. I shouldn't pause it. Alright, parking brake's off here. We're going to do 3 F7s here, bring our flaps down.
F7.
Flaps are coming down. Alright, let's get into FS Navigator here to set up our stuff here. Oops. F9, alright.
F9. VS read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text. Num lock on. Log cursor. Com 1 colon. Max 120.30.2. And add clip. Rank. Graphic 900. 19.0. Odd 19. S tab. Odd. Lamp. Odd 19.8. MM 1 colon.
I'm completely lost here.
Read only edit. Zero. Edit. Com 1 colon. Max 1.
42 degrees, that's our heading.
820 FT.
Heading, all right. We're in the edit box.
Edit, 3, num lock, 4, 2, enter, num lock off. All checkbox not checked. Edit 31. 0.
5000.
Enter. VS 00. Zero, zero. VS read all.
500 feet.
Enter. 2. Num lock. ES checkbox not checked.
ES 250.
0. Z. Enter.
Alright.
4. Black 8. ES.
Okay. We're going to set our heading.
0 K A P H D G checkbox not checked. 0 4 2 tooltip.
All right. Set our heading.
H D G checkbox not checked. The check rest space bar.
Well, it is checked.
All checked.
All right. Now we're going to set our autopilot.
A P checkbox not checked. Fly F D checkbox. A P checkbox not checked. The check rest space bar checked.
All right. All checked. Now we're going to do our automatic, our IAS. Now. When we do this, we're going to exit. Actually, we might be able to just stay in the FS Nav. I don't know. So let's try it. See what happens here. FS Nav. All right. IS checked.
ES checkbox not checked. VS 005. All checkbox not checked. 05000.
We're getting some speed here. All right. I don't know what that is, I tell you.
F6.
Knots.
Okay, 1, 2, 3, Mississippi, 4, Mississippi, 5, Mississippi. All right, altitude. F9.
Gear up.
And we have a successful takeoff. All right.
F5.
Flaps are up.
Okay, flight, FS Navigator.
Flight enter. Leaving menu.
Flight plan. F9. And we are alive,
gear
folks.
Up.
Yes, we are alive. We've successfully taken off from KMSP Minneapolis St. Paul Airport, runway 4. I'll need to work on that warning. I don't know what that was. I don't fly the seven, whatever this plane is. I usually fly the Boeing 744 or the 763. So we are set to go now, and you can hear FS Navigator is now turning. All right, so I'm going to pause it.
All that quiz, select aircraft, time and season, go to airport,
All right, we're going to go to airport.
Menus, dialogue, search, active runway, shift, four.
Go back to runway 4. Alright. We're going to set all this. I think the autopilot stuff is still on, so let me do a control semicolon.
Control semicolon.
Da 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 da. All right, now.
Hold up. Select aircraft. Enter.
Select aircraft.
Hold up. Select aircraft. Need select enter.
Boeing, yes.
Ship attack 747-400.
Yes, my baby.
Enter. Microsoft Flight Simulator.
All right, I paused it now.
Select time and season. Go to airport. Enter. Leaving.
I'm gonna go to airport. We still have Minneapolis St. Paul selected.
Search for colon KMSP. Active runway. Ship tab, tab, 4.
Runway 4. Alright, so you know the drill now. Heading 42. Speed 250 knots.
Microsoft Flight Simulator 2P. B. Period. B. F7.
Okay, we're going to go in for F9 here.
F9.
Our flight plan is still loaded, so...
Jaws pressure.
Alright, now we're going down to that little console down there.
Mad 42 degrees,
that's what we want, of course. We're going down. AP checkbox. Heading here, alright. 42. Enter. We're going to select it. Heading is up. Altitude. Okay. Going to select it in there. 5,000. We're going to go down. Enter. Down. Vertical speed 500 feet per minute. We're going to enter. All right. Now. We're going to set the indicated airspeed 250. Okay, that's set. Now, we're going to set the altitude box. All right, we're going to set... We don't want to set the altitude yet. What a bonehead I am. We're going to set the autopilot, AP. All right. So we're going. Now we're going to select the indicated airspeed. Selected. All right. Now remember our trick here. Now we're starting to roll, baby. Now we. What the hell is that noise?
Knots.
Altitude hit. 1, Mississippi. 2, Mississippi. 3, Mississippi. Altitude hit.
F9. Microsoft Flight Simulator 2002.
And we are up. Yes, yes, yes. You can tell I'm not a professional here.
Gear up.
G. F-I. D.
I must figure out what that warning is. I haven't had it before. All right.
300. 200.
200. Now we're going to go...
FS Navigator's visible flight light
should enter. Flight plan. So FS Navigator is now taking over.
B.
B to set our barometric pressure. And we are good to go. So next time I hope I can address another problem for flight simulation, i.e. that of when we're coming in for our approach, setting the auto brakes, setting our auto spoilers. Okay, that's our auto marker. And doing some of the other before landing checklists. I'll talk to you later. This has been Aaron. Hey folks, back with you here. It's Aaron. You know, I just was messing around. I think I found a much simpler frickin' way of doing this. Alright, I'm in my 744. Gonna take the flaps down. 3 knots to flaps 10. We are in Romeo Juliet Alpha Alpha in Tokyo, Japan, runway 34, heading 336. Now this is a very simplified idea for this. So we're gonna see how this works. I'm going to start increasing throttle here. I've got my brakes off, my flaps are set. So I'm going to start taking off. When I hear 80 knots, I'm going to count 5. After that, I should be around 130, 140 knots, which then I can hit Shift F9 to start our flight plan, and we'll see if FS Navigator can take us through without stalling us. So let's go here. All right, we are going here.
80 knots.
1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Shift F9. We'll start up. This will start up FS Navigator, and we're at 190 or so, and we are taking off. And I will be damned. So we've just found a very simple way, wasting the last 30 minutes of my broadcast for a very simple 3-minute version. Well, choose whichever you would like. I will talk to you later. Cheers.